Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mark Steiner Show, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. On our way to our conversation with our dear friend Chauncey Whitehead about what's happening in the 40th walk every month, 40th month, through Druid Hill Park, I posted earlier today a essay on this election that I want to share with you, and then we jump into our conversation and encourage you all to get out there and vote today. Never in my life have I experienced an election that has generated so much anxiety among the people of this country. There's a deep-seated anger coming from one major camp and a loathing and anxiousness from the other. Voters, citizens, have become so disillusioned. What is this election telling us about ourselves, about our nation, about the depth of the divide over what it means to be an American? We have witnessed how race and racism erupts from the very marrow of our societal DNA and permeates our very being, where racism and xenophobia turn the idea of class unity on its head, as fear motivates people to turn and vote against their interests. We learned about the manipulative inner workings of the Democratic National Committee. Plutocrats and fat cats like Trump cheating on their taxes. The greed and avarice of the Clintons. We hear misogynists screaming hard slurs at Clinton while her opponent wants to grab body parts of young women. Both major parties seem to be splitting apart, with corporate establishment conservatives and liberals being unearthed by populist upheavals from the right and the left. A great realignment may be taking place on the plains of American politics, the contradictions coming home to roost. In all my decades in public media, I have never said how I feel about an election. I've been participating in elections since I was 14 years old and a civil rights worker in 1960, campaigning for Nixon because I loathe the Democratic Dixiecrats, to 1968, voting with my feet in demonstrations only to watch Nixon take hold with a truly crooked administration. Then as a community organizer in 72, we turned George Wallace precincts into George McGovern precincts as we watched the Nixon steamroller trample across America. From then to the war in Iraq, I've always voted for third-party candidates for president. But this time, friends, if Trump wins, our struggle, our fight for an America built on racial equality and equity and economic and social justice will be set back and endangered. So today, go cast your ballot. Whatever you want, keep America moving towards the arc of justice. Now we turn to our topic for the day.
Wow, good morning, Mark. That was a great essay.
Morning, Chauncey Whitehead.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here. Good morning, Baltimore. And before I even start, I want to encourage everyone to get out and do your civic duty and vote today.
So, I want to do that as well. We have to do that. And also, let me tell you all that I'm going to say this in the next hour as well, that the Trump campaign has put out a list of polling sites where they're going to have their workers monitoring the polling sites, and they're all in black districts in Baltimore City and Prince George's County. So if that happens, there are numbers we're going to tell you about during the course of this conversation that you can call the ACLU, who will be monitoring the monitors. We'll tell you all about that in a moment. But let's get to our conversation. Chauncey Whitehead's in the house, fitness activist, trainer, president of CDW Health and Wellness, who for the last 40 months in a row, along with Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, has produced this incredibly important community walk through Druid Hill Park, 40th one coming up this Saturday. And we're joined by Dr. Shauna Antiri, who is medical director for the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland, Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. And Dr. Antiri, good to have you with us as well.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Chauncey.
Well, good morning once again, everybody. This Saturday, November the 12th, we'll be celebrating our 40th consecutive community health walk with our community partners, Baltimore City Cancer Program. And we would like to invite the community to come out, walk with us, talk with us, and bring some non-perishable items. And also, because, you know, Mark, I love two things, fitness and politics. If you want to come out and release some of the stress of this campaign,
yes,
this is your opportunity to take a nice 1 mile to 5 mile walk, talk with the community, and, you know, talk some politics and just relax.
You know, Dr. Antiri, one of the things I was thinking about this conversation today is that the role that exercise and walking especially play in health. And I think we don't realize how much it means that to walk a mile, to walk 3 miles a day, to get out there, not to run, not to pound your knees to death, but just to walk, what it means for your health.
Yeah, Yeah, it means a lot. And, you know, when you think about improving your overall health, not just trying to decrease your risk for breast cancer, for diabetes or high blood pressure, but your overall health, including mental health, walking is one of the best ways to do it. And you can do it as a community, as you know very well.
So, and so, I mean, this is something that you've been talking about for a long time.
Oh, yeah, Mark. And, you know, I was just going over a few studies, and there was one in the New York Times that talked about how walking in the park or in green spaces can improve your mental health and how you feel. But one of the problems is in a lot of urban areas, they don't have green spaces. And that's what makes Baltimore City amazing and great. We have a lot of green spaces. And that's what I try to promote in the city, that Druid Hill Park and all the other parks around the area, to get out to them and go for a walk and improve your brain capacity.
Hey, Baltimore, go ahead, Doctor.
I was just going to say that another wonderful thing about walking is it doesn't cost a lot.
Absolutely nothing, Doc.
A lot of activities you do, you have to get all kinds of special equipment, and you might have to have a membership, and walking is absolutely free. So one of the great benefits as well.
Folks, I'd like to hear your thoughts at 410-319-8888. Chauncey will take almost any question you have about your...
Oh, you got it.
About exercising, about what you do every day. Do you walk every day? Do you run every day? I mean, Chauncey's a marathon runner. He's not suggesting everybody be a marathon runner. He's certainly not suggesting that to me, but I am a walker. I used to be a runner, but now I'm a walker.
That's right. I suggest everyone at the very least move. And unfortunately, Ma Ernestine isn't with us this morning because she had to have a procedure, but she will be there on Saturday, and she encourages everyone to get out and move too.
So how do you move? I'm curious what you do, whether you are 15 or 85. Tell us what you do every day. Are you get out and walk in the morning? I didn't walk this morning. Yesterday I did. But some days you're just rushing around. You can't get out there and walk. Or in the afternoons and on the weekends, I really attempt to walk at least 3 miles each day during the weekend just to walk back and forth through the country. I mean, what do you do? I'm curious what you do. I think that a modicum of exercise. I've read it. I talk about this with you, Dr. Interior. I've even read that like a modicum of exercise have health benefits way beyond what one would expect for all kinds of diseases.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think walking, just like we said, no matter how much, just initiating walking has a lot of health benefits. I mean, it is one of the few things that you can look at that you say, wow, it impacts me in so many different ways. Mental health. I can think of so many patients who I come in, and I'm just saying, you know, if you can think of one thing, think about walking. Again, it's something that you can do with your kids. It's something you can do with your partner, your spouse, your neighbor. It improves blood pressure. It improves mental health. It improves blood sugar. It improves your cardiovascular health. It really is one of the best things that you can do. So there's not really a good reason not to do it. And I have to say, even for myself, I think participating in the Walk with Chauncey has encouraged me, because I spend a lot of my days telling people to go out and walk. And I often have to say, do as they say, not as I do. But I've been encouraged. Yeah, it's true. It's the truth. But I've had to say, you know, you've got to find time. I think that's one of the complications that many of us have, is that I'm too busy. I can't find time to do it. But it really is an investment in self. And walking is a great way to get started. And a lot of people begin as walkers, want to be 5Kers and eventually marathon runners. But I, like you, I don't see myself running marathons. I've now started. Yeah, not a runner. I enjoy watching them on TV. But, you know, I'm like, maybe one day I'll do a 5K if I keep at it.
Yes, you know, I want to get back to that. I'd love to do a 5K. I think I could do that. And I can walk a marathon. I would walk a marathon in a heartbeat.
All 26.2 miles, Mark. I'll be at the end waiting on you.
No, I've done that before.
I know you can.
I've walked long distances. But I mean, you know, hiking through the mountains and stuff. I've walked. But I've not done it in a while now. It's been a while. Let me open the phones here. 410-319-8888. Abutu in Baton Rouge. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mark. And hello, your guest.
Welcome.
I'm visiting Baltimore, but now living in Baton Rouge. But as we speak, I'm at Druid Hill Park walking.
At Druid Hill. All right.
And I'm going to make every effort to join you this coming Saturday. I just want to say that in 2009, I had an operation that went seriously wrong, and I went septic. But I used to run marathons, and I continued over the years to exercise. And had I not been in shape from running and walking, I would not have survived that that operation.
Absolutely right.
It's really, really critical to keep that going. And also diet. Those things go together, healthy exercise and healthy diet.
Abuja, I think you really hit it right. I mean, and that goes from the beginning, and I think that with healthy diet, I mean, I think that, and it's not saying that everybody has to be a vegan or a vegetarian,
no.
But I'm saying that eating food right that's healthy and eating smaller amounts and keeping your body
hydrated,
I mean, those things do mean a lot. I mean, I do think that, I mean, I had a dear friend who passed away a couple of years ago who 19 years ago was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. But he survived most of those 17 years in decently and was able to do things that most men and women who have MS could not, because he spent his life in good shape, from yoga to weights to running to cycling. He was always in shape. And we all do believe that kind of helped him through those 17 years of multiple sclerosis before he passed away.
Absolutely, Mark, which is a good segue into 2 weeks ago, Mar Ernestine and I had a great opportunity to visit with our permanent partners at the Baltimore City Breast Cancer Program to celebrate the month and their survivors. And one of the things that we wanted to encourage the survivors in is that movement and fellowship is one of the keys to recovery and a good recovery. Mar Ernestine and I, we still talk to this day about how we felt 2 weeks ago, the energy that we got from the survivors at the Baltimore City Cancer Program. And it's just something that is important to move. And when you move with a group and you move with a few people and you just get out and move, it just makes you feel better. You feel like you can conquer anything. You feel like you have teammates. You feel like you have friends. And that's what we also try to encourage to anyone that we meet, and especially individuals that are battling something.
Let me go back to the phones here. We'll come back to Dr. Shauna and Terry. 410-319-8888. Zach Chisel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning,
Good
Zach.
Good morning.
I was just thinking that it's important for, people who can't go out and make a point of going on a walk or going on a bike ride to try and fit it into the daily lives. So, I mean, I ride my bike to work most days and live in the neighborhood of Bolton Hill, which is beautiful to be able to walk to the market or to the store, and therefore you don't really know you're exercising.
Absolutely. Physical activity. A lot of times I tell my clients that I'm a little bit more concerned with your physical activity, your movement, as you said, going to the store, moving around the neighborhood, walking up and down steps. I believe if you cannot make it to a park, if you could just take advantage of your surroundings, of your environment, go up the steps a few more times, walk around your house, chase the dog, just do some type of movement in your environment.
I feel like it adds to a larger conversation maybe about how we design our city and how our city should grow so that it can be a pleasant place, that walking to the store is maybe as entertaining or as beautiful as a walk in the park.
Absolutely. Have you noticed the new bike lanes in the city downtown?
Yes.
I live downtown. So a lot of the efforts that we have been talking about, the city and the powers to be have paid attention. And I think they're doing a pretty good job on making our city a little bit more mobile and a little bit more beautiful.
Though I would add my little sense of social justice and equity by saying they should put some of those bike lanes in mostly poor working class black neighborhoods where they don't put them.
Exactly.
I agree
with that, because it is a little bit difficult when I'm riding down some of those streets.
I mean,
That's true.
Can you imagine if they turned North Avenue into having bike lanes on either
from
side?
From one end to the other.
Right?
It'd be amazing.
What would they do for the people in the community?
Absolutely.
You know? I don't expect you to comment on politics, Shannon and Terry, but unless you want to, you're always welcome to. But I mean, I think that, can you comment on what our caller was saying?
Yes, but before, I won't specifically comment on politics, but I will say it is essential that everybody go out. I went and voted this morning. I took my six-year-old daughter with me because I want her to know this is something that we need to do. So definitely, everybody, when we talk about hit the streets, if you want to take a walk today, walk to your nearest polling station and go cast your vote.
Absolutely. So absolutely, Doc.
Yeah, that's my comment on that. But yeah, I think, there are actually rating scores now. If people are looking at moving to other cities, that talk about the walkability of cities and the ability to just kind of go around. But I do think that Baltimore, definitely there are areas of the city that can be improved. But I am a Baltimore or Maryland transplant. I'm from Michigan originally. And when I used to come and visit the city back in 2001, there were lots of the places in the city that you couldn't walk around, and that's changed. You talk about North Ave. I mean, North Ave used to be a place I would drive down, not necessarily walk down, but now you can. So
that's true.
Change is slow. It takes a while for progress to come, but we're certainly seeing progress happen. So it is good, and things may start in the city because that's where you tend to have a lot of energy. Also, you have people who advocate and vote, which goes back to the go out and vote today, right? Because when you make your voice heard, then you're able to make changes. And so just talking about changes, making changes in the parts of the city that don't have those, one of the ways you do that is to make sure that your voice is heard. So.
And you know, which is another way to say thank you, Mark, and WEAA family for allowing us once a month to come on the radio to talk about the ability to get out and move and walk and take advantage of some of the green spaces and Druid Hill Park, because people listen to the channel. They listen to the station. And I believe through the talking and walking and then with action back to voting, you know, we can demand that we get more green spaces, we get more spaces that we can ride our bikes around all of the city. And I do believe the city has made some unbelievable strides in making it more mobile.
You know, I think one of the things that people learn when they come out to the walks in Druid Hill Park on Saturdays, once a month with you and Miss Ernestine Chauncey and all the others, is that it's really important to say this, that these are walks where it doesn't make any difference who you are or how you what your body looks like, how you feel about your body, or any of those things. There's no judgment about anybody.
Absolutely none.
Everybody walks, and people walk as far as they can stop when they have to stop. But it's just the camaraderie, being able to walk, the health professionals you have there who are just part of the crowd, like Dr. Ntiri, talking to people and walking.
No lab coats on, no tablets, no stethoscopes, and that's what it's about. Is our community walk is a no judgment walk, no judgment zone. And one of the things we stress at the walk, if you cannot walk, as I told the survivors at the celebration last month, come out for a hug. One of the biggest things we do, probably better than any city I can say, is we give out hugs. We hug each and every person and we greet them, because that's what we're about. We don't want anyone to feel intimidated if they can't walk, but we do want you to come out and grab a hug. And for 40 months, winter, spring, summer, fall, and one of my sayings, as you know, Mark, our illnesses don't take a month off, so why should we? You know, so weather permitting, we're always going to walk once a month and get on out there and just, you know, try to help the community. And we thank our permanent partners like the Baltimore City Cancer Program, La Vesta and Rhonda and the rest of the crew for being out there with us every month to make this thing happen.
They're great walks. I love these walks. This is the 40th month in a row.
40th consecutive 40th month. We have not stopped.
410-319-8888 is the number here as we talk with Chauncey Whitehead and Dr. Shauna Ntiri. 410-319-8888. James, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
And good morning, guests.
Good morning, James.
I'm 59 years old. I exercise at least 3-4 times a week. I split it up between Total Gym, stationary bike, and walking. But I found out that it's also important to keep regular doctor's appointments in. Change your eating habits. You know, I just can't eat all the junk I used to eat.
Isn't that the truth, James? It's such a shame. I know. I was accusing my wife of, wife Valerie, of shrinking the waistline of my pants.
There you go, man. You know, in the last couple of years, I've lost 15 pounds.
Good for you.
My girl teases me about my old muscles, but I like my old muscles. But Mr. Chauncey, I live over here by Montebello, and I think it would be good if you bring that program to the east side and try to form something over here.
Well, brother, I tell you what, we will come over there and walk with you next year, and I definitely will let you know that. But Montebello has unbelievable walkers that come out there and runners
every
single day. And one thing about the walking,
every day, at least 4 or 5 times a week.
I know you want to fellowship with us, so I'm going to make sure that I speak with Ma Ernestine and we set aside a day to come over there to Montebello, because you're not the first person that has asked us that. And we try to take away that east side, west side thing anyway. So we will be more than happy to come over there and to walk with our Montebello east side family. So you just keep tuned to to the station and just keep lookout on our Facebook and social media, and we'll let you know we're coming over there to walk. And we thank you for your, you know, your input this morning.
And keep those old bones and muscles
keep
walking.
Keep those old bones and moving.
That's how they stay younger.
That's it. That's it.
Right? I mean,
movement. Movement.
Got to keep moving. I mean, things happen to you as you get older. You can't help because it just happens. But, you know, you the more you exercise, the more you move, the more you just keep walking and doing, the healthier you remain.
And yeah, you know, and like I said before, Mark, that, you know, the same thing we ate when we were young, we can't eat when we're older. And the same type of exercise, you have to do age, the quantity. And you have to do age-appropriate exercises that, you know, are appropriate for your age, because your bones and your whole body is getting older and you want to be safe.
I mean,
yeah, and the caller
go ahead.
Also raises a good point that he said he lost 15 pounds over a period of time. And I think that's an important thing for people to know, too. Oftentimes when they think about exercise and health, they think, well, I'm walking because I want to lose 15 pounds in the next 6 months. And I often have to say to folks, well, how long did it take you to gain that weight, you know? And to remember that, too, when you're walking, it's not always – weight loss is definitely a great benefit of exercising. But even if you don't see the weight loss, you're definitely getting health benefits
That's it.
Yeah, and if weight loss is a goal, it should be a gradual goal, because the slower you lose it, the more likely you are to keep it off. So that's an important point as well that the caller raised.
No, absolutely, and I think that it's not always easy to do, but actually, you know, if it means getting up a half an hour early.
I tell people that's the time you can control is when you get up. And it's like Dr. Terry said, is that the caller raised some good points. And one I wanted to mention, Mark, as I said in January, men of a certain age, and especially men of color, keeping your medical appointments, you know, paying attention to a lot of the little things, you know, that can help when you go to your appointment. And he said that, changing his diet. But I tell you, men, please make your medical appointments. Your doctor is not your enemy. Please do that. I'm sure Dr. Terry can back me up on that, that's very important.
Yeah, definitely. You often hear people that you say, well, I haven't been in because I wasn't sick. And you say, well, listen, you know, the best time to get to know your doctor is when you're not sick. Ideally, you have a relationship with a doctor so that the doctor knows who you are when you're well. That's one of the best ways that they can know that you're sick. You know, a good doctor that has a great relationship with the patient, you can walk in and after just a couple of sentences, the doctor can say, what's going on? You're not yourself today. So it is crucial that people have a relationship with a doctor that they can trust, a doctor that they can question. You know, you really should be able to have a conversation with your doctor. It should be a two-sided relationship, not just a do as I say. So that is a very important point.
And that's the relationship I have with my doctor. After she looks at my charts real quick, we go into, just like you said, Dr. Interior, she goes into, how am I feeling? We have a conversation. And then out of that conversation, we can find out exactly what's going on. And I believe that relationship is the best.
Which is what a good doctor does. So tell us about Saturday.
Saturday, Jewett Hill Park, 7:30 a.m. sharp, down by the tennis courts. Please bring some non-perishable items that we're going to donate.
Like canned foods,
things like that.
Clothing or just food?
Just food. And our December walk, we'll be doing gloves and hats. Just come on out, 7:30 a.m. If you can't walk, that's okay. Come on out, get a hug. We'll be there. Our permanent partner, University of Maryland Baltimore City Cancer Program, will be there, and we'll give out hugs and some love.
And speaking of that, I want to thank once again Dr. Shauna Antiri for joining us, Medical Director for the Baltimore. Okay, Shauna.
Yeah, I was going to say two things. I just want to say, yes, Medical Director for the Baltimore City Cancer Program. I always like to give folks our number, which is 410-328-4673, or HOPE. We offer breast cancer, cervical cancer, and anyone in Baltimore City who has them. And last but certainly not least, I am joining you guys on the call, which is a joy. Rhonda Silva is not with us today because she is celebrating her 60th birthday. So
all right.
Rhonda, happy birthday
to Rhonda. We're shouting her out. Happy 60th birthday to her.
Yes. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, thank you
much. Thank you.
Great to have you with us, Dr. Shauna Antiri. And also Chauncey Whitehead. Thank you, brother. Good to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be here. After I leave here, I'm going to vote, Mark.
Vote. Folks, vote. Vote. And by the way, on the way to break, reminding you, that if you have to do an absentee ballot, it has to be postmarked today. But get out there and vote. Today is election
day. Vote, D-O-T-E.
That's it. Thank you, Chauncey. See you Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.